We are learning Masechtas Yuma, Daf Pehei Amud Aleph, and we are beginning at the three lines from the top Pehei Amud Aleph, the end of a line. We learned there's a Mishnah in Machshirim that says if someone finds a tinuk that's on the street, but it's not a shayla of a Sufi that someone just threw the kid away, it's not like a mamzer, but we're not sure what's the yichus, what's the lineage of this child. So it says if the city is Rav Kusim, then it's a guy. If it's Rav Yisrael, the majority of the city is Jews, then it's a Jew. If it's Mechza, Mechza, it's a Jew. And Shalom, what's the Negeya? Because you just finished saying that Shmuel holds, that Gavib Kuch Nefesh, even though it's a Rav Goyim, you're still allowed to save this kid. Because you don't go about a Rav when it comes to Kuch Nefesh, that's what Shmuel said. So one of these Alachas Negeya. So the Gemara goes through each one. In Rav Kusim Kusi, it said in the Mishnah, Rav Kusim, if the majority of the people in that city are Kusim, then Nema, the child's a Kusi. So what does that mean? So what's a negeya? Which halacha is a negeya? Like Rashi speaks out, if the halacha is that bekuach nefesh, you could save the child, such a child. So for sure, gabe lachayose also, because Rashi learns lachayose means bekuach nefesh. So of course lachayose. So what's a negeya that he's a kusi? You can't say you don't have to keep him alive. You do have to keep him alive according to Shmuel. So what's a negeya that we assume he's a guy? You let him feed him nevelos until he gets bigger and he's makabel to be a ger. You can still assume he's a goy regarding giving him nevelos, giving him non-kosher food. In Rav Yisrael Yisrael, it said in the Mishnah that if it's a majority of Jews in the city, then he can nemar into Jew. So what's that negeya? Why? What's a negeya that Rav Yisrael? Because the Rashi speaks out, already mechza, mechza, you can't give him nevelos. So what's a negeya? Even if it's half-half, you can't give him nevelos. So Rav Yisrael Yisrael, what's a negeya? So my answer is lahach seloy avidasai. The halach is if you find the aveda, if it's a city that's rav goyim or even mechza mechza goyim, even half goyim, you shouldn't give it back. You shouldn't give it back because maybe it's a goy. But here, if it's Yisrael, you have to give back his aveda. If he loses the item, you have to give back to him because you can assume he's Yisrael. Tosis actually asks from a Gemara and other places that says ain holchem a mama in acharoyv, that by mama you don't go bas roiv. And Tosis says a teretz to that kasha. Akapanim. Rav Yisrael Yisrael is a negeya to give back the aveda.
So he's treated the full-fledged
Yid as a kid? Legabi certain things.
Not
legabi. What?
Anything that he's not
going to
be Yid for.
Yisrael? For Yichus, it could be he's not, according to Rav for sure. Rav says that for Yichus, to marry a Kohen, she can't marry a Kohen, that's for sure, it's not Yisrael. And
back
to
people going on
Rav Yisrael? Yeah, it's over Rav Yisrael. Yeah, Rav Yisrael, it's not. No, by Rav Yisrael, he's basically Yisrael for all dinim besides for Yichus. That's what comes out. What?
No,
don't sound like that. Don't sound like Gayim L'chumra. No. So what's it? What's mechza mechza negeya? Mechza mechza Yisrael my hilchus. So negeya what? But negeya what is if it's 50-50, we say it's Yisrael my hilchus. So what's that negeya? So here the Mashah asks, why don't you say it's the gay that you cannot give him nevelos? That's what Mashah asks. So others answer that because that we know already is Mashma Dafka Roiv Kusi you're allowed to give nevelos to. But if it's Mechza Mechza, you wouldn't. So now the question is Mechza Mechza Yisrael, what's that negeya? Amr Shlokesh, it's the gay in a zikin. And we'll see what that means in a second. Like it's a gay for Mazik. The halach is that if a goy's animal is mazik my animal, he has to pay nezek shalim right away, no chatzi nezek. And on the other hand, if a Yisrael is behema, is mazik a goy's behema, you don't have to pay anything. So that's the shayla. That's the dinner of a regular goy and a regular goy's animal who gores our animal or animal who gores a goy's animal. What's the halach of this person? It's mechza mechza. We're saying has din Yisrael. So what is that negeya? Hechidami. Inema the nachi tur di dam la tur di day. If the case is that our shar gored his shar, so what's the shayla? We're going to say that he's din Yisrael, that he gets paid, nicey raya v'nishkol. If that's the case, let him bring a raya that it's only mechza mechza. Why in the world would you have to pay him? Let him bring a raya and then take money. The loch is a mitzvah mechavel raya. Someone who wants to demand money, he has to have a raya. So we can't say that it's Yisrael regarding that he gets paid. So it can't be that's what we mean that it's Yisrael. Loi tzricha the nake tur di day tur di don. This baby that was born, he grew up, his shar gored our cow. So the halacha is, he pays like a Yisrael. Palga Yavla, he gives a half. Idach Palga, The other half, you want to make him pay Nezer Shalom and say he's a goy? Namely, he says, I see right, Lavi Shalom, of a shkoil. Bring a right that I am not a goy, and then take it. So I upon him. What comes out? We're saying, Mechza, Mechza, he's considered Yisrael, what's in a geya? If his animal gores Yisrael's animal, if he would be a goy, he'd have to pay Nezer Shalom. But here, since we're saying, Hamoitzi Mechavei El Raya, it has din Yisrael, and he'll have to pay Chatzi Nezer. Ad kan the sugya of Rabbi Shaul. What?
Right, they're not
Megayer. The what? By
Mechza
is it? Mechza, Mechza, they're not Megayer. Yeah, in the case we're not Megayer, right. The only time Megayer is only by Roy Ba'akam. That's what it sounds like. He has a din of Israel to a certain extent. Yeah, if Megayer will be pashto Israel, it's a good point. Then he'll be pashto Israel, right? Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, back to Pekuach Nefesh here, more din of Pekuach Nefesh. Says the Mishnah, that if a mapoiles falls down on someone, and we're not sure, the Mishnah says like this, Safak usham, Safak ain't usham, Safak chai, Safak meis. Is he alive or dead? Safak kusi, Safak Yisrael. So how do you read this Mishnah? So the Gemara says, my ka'ama, what does the Mishnah mean by saying all these different svekas? Well, what are we coming to tell us? So we'll read the Gemara like the Maggid Mishnah learns. That it's saying is that even one case has all three svekas, it still has three different possibilities. He's still allowed to mechal Shabbos. My comment, loyim boy comment, loyim boy you suffik who shom suffik in a shom. Not only is there a suffik if there's a person there, but even the yisachai who the mefachim, and there at least you know for sure someone's alive. If he's there, for sure alive. Elafilu suffik chai suffik meis. Even if you have another suffik, maybe he's even dead. Even if he's there, maybe he's dead. Still mechfachim. But loyim boy you suffik chai suffik meis. The Yisrael, it's for sure Yisrael. Elafilu suffik kusi suffik Yisrael. Even if it's a guy, mefachim. That means he have three reasons not to go. Be Michal Shabbos and dig up this pile. What's the three reasons not to? Maybe there's no one there. Maybe he's dead. And maybe he's a non-Jew. And still you're allowed to do it. So even if you have three svekas, you're still allowed to do it. And therefore the Magen Mishnah passes, even by a sveker, you're allowed to be Michal Shabbos. And the Rai is, from this Gemara, they see if you have three different svekas, still could be Michal Shabbos. The Lechem Mishnah there actually argues and he holds that it's only by one suffix could be Michal Shabbos. And what the Gemara means here is that each suffix is a chiddush by itself. You have one case where it's a suffix dead or alive. There's another case if it's a suffix yid or a guy. Another case of suffix if he's there or not. So each suffix is more than the other one, but it's one suffix alone, and that's how he learns the Gemara. But the Mishnah, the Maggid Mishnah learns even by spek speka. It says further in the Mishnah, what happens if you dig up the pile and you didn't finish digging and you find he's alive? So it says mefachim, you could dig further. So Gemara Matsu Chai, if you find that he's alive, pshita, of course. Well, you leave him to die. So you dig him up and you see he's mamish geisus, he's about to die. You still let dig further because even every second of life is worth it to Michal Shabbos. You don't have to say dafka that he's only like Michal Shabbos if he's going to have like a productive life, like some goy would say. No, every minute of life is important even to Michal Shabbos, even though it will not be a. He would be, let's say, a vegetable or anything like that. Still, Michal Shabbos, full of Chai Yishah. If he's dead, you leave him there. And the reason is because a mace is muksa for two reasons. First of all, the mace is muksa. And second of all, you're not allowed to Michal Shabbos for a mace because he's not going to save a life, so you're not Michal Shabbos. But even more, even if it's already dug out, Yanichu, you should leave him there because of muksa. Zok the Gemara, Hanami Pshita, this was a pasuk, he's dead. And what are you going to do? You can't bury him after Shabbos. What will we have him in? Loi Tzricha, it's a chiddush of Rav Yehuda, if the Shita of Rav Yehuda Melakish. Rav Yehuda Melakish, we have the Shita in Masechta Shabbos. The Tanya, Lint and Abraisa. Aim and seal is a mace for Nehat Leika. You're not allowed to remove a mace because of a fire. Rashi says, not to what I'm doing Haitzah, we're just talking about Tachotzim or Rav, is the Erev, and there's a fire. And the person wants to move a mace and because they don't want to get burnt up. And the problem is the mace is muksa. So the Braisa says, you now move muksa, even mokam leika. Omra Yudim Alokesh, Shemati Shematzil Mas Leika. I heard from our Rabbeim that you could be matzil the mace because of the leika. Why? The reason is, it says in the, we'll see in a second, it says in the Gemara, because the person's bahol on his mace, he gets so crazy, he'll come to extinguish the fire, which will come to Issa deraisa. So we rather him over the Issa derabon of Muksa, instead of being over the Issa deraisa of putting out a fire. So Akaponim, so here, we're saying, the Chiddush is here, Yanichu, and we don't say that he'll be bahol. Because the Gemara explains, I feel reading Malakish, Loika Amar, even Malakish says the only reason I had to move a mace, the Emperor had Loika, Elam, Techsha, Adam, Baal, Al Mesa, because a person is a little bit confused and he's very distraught, and therefore, Eloi Sharisleh, if you're not going to allow him to move the mace, Asla Kavuya will come to extinguish the fire. Avahacha, Eloi Sharisleh, if you don't let him remove the mace, my Asla Mav, what's he going to do already? What's he going to do? And therefore, we don't allow him to move the mace. Now, the Rishash asked that why isn't there a Rishash over here? He might then dig it up. If you don't allow him to move the mace, maybe he'll dig around the mace, maybe he'll do some kind of isteraisa to make it better, nothing should happen. So he says that it's very possible when rocks fall down on someone, that is not an isteraisa to remove the rocks. It's only an isteraisa when it's a shayla of boina, like digging or clearing a road. But clearing rocks that fall on a mace, the kumi is not a shayla of the raisa. So we're not worried about, so you might do a different darabanan, say darabanan. What? Right, so we got that's anyway a question. Why, even fakir as a gal, what would be the shayla of the raisa? So the Magen Avraham Rambam says, if you clear a road and now you have a road, that's called cool. So it's masimus. You know that you're not just built.
A little bit.
Right. So he's saying that's he talks about. Also, there's a bar of there's a tumult here. What exactly? There's a Magen Avraham that said that there is soiser. There's even soiser to clear a place out could be a deraisa. There's a way to be a deraisa. But here the Rishash discusses this. What's the vart of here? Ayin sham ayin the Rishash. It says you check the person if he's alive or not, and then if he's alive, you go further. If not, you leave him. How do you check if a person's alive? Where do you check, until where do you check to see if a person's alive? So the first Madiyama says, Ad Choytmai. You check his nostrils, his nose, to see if he's breathing, and if he's not breathing, it means he's dead. You check his heart to see if he has a heartbeat. And we'll explain that a little later as we get into the Gemara.
Which way are you going?
Right, excellent. The Gemara will talk about that. The Gemara will talk about if it's going from top to bottom or bottom to top. If you were checking this mapoilus, this collapse, and you saw that the people on top were dead already, don't say ready, let's stop digging because the ones on the bottom are sure dead. Because it's possible that even the bottom ones, even the top ones are dead, the bottom ones are still alive. Maisa, hayo, matzo, yoyin, amesim, v'taka found, the upper people were dead, v'tachtoinim, chayim, and the bottom ones were alive. So therefore, even if you find the top ones dead, don't give up, you can continue digging. Now, the Gemara now will discuss, what does it mean, this shayla, about checking from the nose, or checking from the heart, and everything else that goes with that. So Moran says, we had a machlekes, you check the nose, you check the heart. So they mahani tanoim, kana tanoim. Maybe the following tanoim are like these tanoim. The tanoim to the brisa. Mehechen avlad noitza. Where is a child created? Where does it start from? So the first one says, meroisha. The person, a person, when he's created, his created starts with the head. Shanam, it says in the pasuk, and may imi ata goizi. From the mother's womb, you were cut out. For Omer, we saw Lashon Goizi, Lashon of a head. But Omer, Goizi Nizrech Vashlichi. Shave your head and throw it away. But you see Lashon Goizi regarding a head. So he darshan psukim that a person is created from the head. Abashal says, no, Amashal Mamitabure, from his stomach, it spreads out. And he gets created that way, goes all different directions until he is a person. So what I want to have a Havamina here, it's a little bit of an interesting Havamina. The Fidimah Diyam that you get created from the head, then that's the Iker Chiyas of a person. The Iker lifeline of a person is his nose, because that's where he gets created from. The other Diyam says, no, you get created from your stomach, from the heart, so that's the Iker lifeline. That's more a thought. Gemara says, no, I feel like I'm Avashal, I'd kind of come Avashal, Hasam, Alin, Yitzirah. That's only got to be creation. The Chomidi, Mimitziyos, and Mitzah, everything is created from the middle and goes, spreads out. Alin, Kruch, Nefesh, Vil, Avashal, Moy, the Iker Chiyas of Ape, he agrees that Iker Chiyas is in the nostrils. In the nose, who the chsev call Asha Nishmas Ruach Chaim Bapov. The Ruach Chaim is in the nostrils, in the face, in the nose. Now our Papa comes and what's the machlekes over here? If you check from the heart or you check from the nose? Our Papa machlekes ben mata lemaila. The machlekes is that you found the person from the legs and you're going up. So there, the first one holds, even though you check the heart and you found no heartbeat, but you might find him breathing still. Abu lemaila lemata zokra Papa. There's no machlokes. Given the bodak le'ad chaytme, if you check his nose, he's not breathing. Shuvei in tzarach, you don't have to check anything more. The chsiv, kol she nishmas ruach chayim ba'apa. That all the neshama, the ruach, is in the nostrils and in the nose. And if you didn't find anything there, then you don't have to go any further. If you're coming from the top and you see his nose, he's not breathing, you don't have to go any further. Lemaisa halacha lemaisa in b'zman hazeh, there's a tshuva Rav Moshe already that says that you go with the heart, because these days they have special machines that could check for a heartbeat, and if there's no heartbeat, then the person is not alive. But in those days, they didn't have machines that could check the heart, and they had to do it by hand. So then it was possible that even if you didn't feel a heartbeat, if there was breathing, so he was still alive, even though you couldn't feel the heartbeat. But today, since they have specialized machines, if there's no heartbeat, it means he's not alive.